Blog Talk Radio.
We appreciate all of our amazing fans at the Hair Radio Show. And we know that you have many choices of how you spend your time each morning. So we thank you for listening, because your hair speaks volumes.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Gary Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Gary Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carapi Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
Oh,
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to RuggedEvo.com. That's RuggedEvo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
I'm Kerry Hines, and I'm in Brooklyn, New York. You know, I have I've thought about this for a while, and I wanted to be able to share with all of you guys, really, on what it's really been like to be in the thralls of what you're doing. And kind of like locking everybody else out, if you will. And you kind of need that tunnel vision. You really do. You kind of need it. Because you've got to stay focused. You don't have time for a lot of the other ancillary distractions that will take you off your journey. And when you're called upon to do big things, well, you kind of got to get to it. And I feel that being the host of the Hair Radio Morning Show with my amazing crew has been a remarkable and almost predestined event or occurrence in my life. And so I'm so grateful for you guys. I'm so grateful every day that you tune in. We put together a remarkable broadcast live for 3 hours daily. Who else cares that much in the hair business? Who? So I thank you. I thank our amazing fans from every corner of the planet Earth who tune in. We are local. We're right next door. And we're across the country. And we're around the world. So the next time you think about taking in the latest podcast, if you will, or just hanging out with the Hair Radio Morning Show, I think this will cross your mind. So, listen, Maggie Anderson is up next, and I'm Kerry Hines. I just want you to just keep it right here and stay tuned. We've got a lot more to go, folks.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of the Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand, completely living off of Black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one Black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois, and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. That means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few Black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about Black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our Black community my life. The Black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most Black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring black hair care back. There are great black hair care companies that exist, black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the black community can own the biggest black hair care brands, that the black community can own black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in black neighborhoods, and black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the black hair care products that only black people use, and they are not owned by black people. So I've issued the Black-Owned Hair Care Challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, "Hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-Owned Hair Care Challenge," and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a black-owned company.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Keri Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Treat, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Keri Hines.
Crystal Jones, Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout-out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Keri Hines.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Keri Hines, and I have to say, I'm on the line with two of my favorite folks in the whole wide world, just folks who've come into our radar not all that long ago, but, you know, you guys have made such a big impact. You really have. First, I am talking to Takiya Chase-Smith. She's an author in her own right, and she's been with us many, many times, but I think she's better known as the mother of Cammy, who is also just an author. And Cammy's book is, of course, Cammy's Spot Party. And Cammy, now I've got to check in with you guys on this. Cammy, how old are you now? Are you 10? Are you 10 or are you 11 yet?
I'm 11.
You're 11?
Yes, I'm 11.
Wow.
Still.
Okay. Wow. Well, first of all, it's nice to have you back on the show.
Thank you. It's nice being here.
Yes. Well, I just want to remind everybody again, Cammy, like we said, just 11 years old and an author in her own right already with Cammy's Spa mm-hmm. Party. What can you tell us about your book?
I was getting to creating it at the age of 6, and I had it published at the age of 7.
Amazing.
And I made it because my mom is used to do hair.
Yeah. And why was that important for you to do a book about that?
It was important for me to do a book because my grandma and my mom used to sell a whole bunch of stuff, and they had a lot of money, so I wanted money too.
Yes. Wow. Well, I'm loving this. First, I want, since we're on radio, I want folks to know how to spell your name, Cammy. I know, but I want you to share it with everybody so when they look up and Google Cammy's Spot Party, they can find you easily.
Okay. K-A-M-I-L-O-V-E.
Awesome. Don't you just love it? Beautiful name. Okay, so I want to know, and I know I've asked you this before, Cammy, but it really interests me. Like, for the kids who've read your book, for the young people, let me be politically correct, for the young folks who are perhaps in your school, what has their response been, again, about Cammy Spot Barbie?
I don't tell a whole bunch of people, but I've told, like, one of my friends, and she was like, that's good, like, she just said that it was good, but at my old school when I was in elementary, everyone knew that I was an author, so they were asking if they could purchase it, and I also told one of, like, she's, like, a therapist, but I told the school disciplinary teacher, and she asked if tomorrow I can bring her a copy of my book, and she wants to read it, and if she likes it, she's going to purchase it.
Wow. Wow. Doesn't that make you feel great?
Yes. It makes me feel good that I have people at my school that support my business and support me.
Well, okay, yes, and that's important. Now, Kimmy, I don't think I ever asked you this. What are you looking to do down the road when you grow up, so to speak? What would you like to do? Are you going to continue to write, or do you have some other things that you want to, that you'd like to accomplish?
I like writing, but I feel like writing is like it gets a lot of people somewhere. But I'm not really motivated. I'm motivated, but like I don't feel like that I'm going to want to follow, like keep doing that and like follow my mom and my grandma's footsteps. I feel like I'm going to take my own path and do what I like. And some things that I like are, like, volleyball. I like playing volleyball. I'm not going to join a team right now, but I'm going to think about it. But I've also liked being, like, I like drama, and, like, I've been thinking about joining, like, a drama club or something. So probably try that out. But something that I'm probably...
Yeah.
But something that I'm probably going to end up doing,
yeah.
Something that I'm going to probably end up doing for a long period of time would be nails, because that's what I'm most interested in.
Is that not just awesome? Well, we have a good, on good account that you're going to just knock the doors down with whatever you decide to do. So we support you here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. I want to bring, and again, folks, if you're just tuning in, let me just make sure you guys know we're talking to Cammy Love, of course. Cammy Love is the author. She's only 11 years old. And I got to say this. I think that Cammy's done more, you know, than quite a few folks that I know personally out there, a lot older than 11 already. So I think I'm going to say it's not too late for you guys out there. And if Cammy can do it, we can do it. And I think that's the message of today. Cammy Spa Party. Now, Cammy, I want to just tell everybody again, the book itself, the story, is there something that you want to share with why everybody should read this book?
I think that some people should try my book out. And the reason I think that they should try out my book is because it's talking about something that a lot of people have, which is hair, and it's talking about how to take care of your hair. And then a lot of people that I know have teeth, and it's just talking about, like, hygiene and how to keep things clean.
I love it. It gets no better than that on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Great job, Cammy. Awesome job, okay? Very nice. So, again, Cammy Spa Party, please pick it up. We're going to, it's out there through, I'm sure, wherever you get your books. Also, if you have any questions, you can, of course, come through Hair Radio and the Hair Radio Morning Show, and we'll point you in the right direction to pick up Cammy Spa Party. Thank you, Cammy. Thank you. Such a great job.
Welcome.
All right.
Thank
now,
you.
I want. Yes, you got it. I want to bring your mom back into our conversation this morning. Takiya J. Smith, I want to
good
say
morning.
Thank you. Yes, good morning to you. Now, what do you say when you have just heard Tammy so full, so poised and talking about a book that she's written? How does that make you feel?
It really makes me feel good. I get excited every time she talks about her book and what she's working on, her projects, because, you know, when I was younger, I was not thinking business or authorship or anything like that. So to have her actually working and putting in hard work and doing it, it really excites me. I'm like, okay, it motivates other people to get started, and it just makes me so happy. I'm like, I love this child of mine.
Oh, wow. Well, as I have heard right on through the microphone, that's going around there at your house. So I think, yeah, you're always so ebullient, always so full of joy. And Cammy is the same way. And I think that that is just remarkable. You're always polite and supportive. And it's just incredible. I think the world of you guys, and you're doing such great things.
Thank you.
Yes. So now when I hear this, and I said, wow, 11 years old, and there's so many folks out there who, and I really meant it. It's inspiring for us. We're inspired by someone way younger.
Yes. Absolutely.
And that's incredible. So we're going to keep a lookout. We want folks to make sure and pick up Cammy's book again, Cammy's Spa Party. And that should be out there on Amazon as well, and out where you can get the books from. So real important. And what else do you want folks to know about Cammy's book?
It's motivational. It talks about her experience in a children's hair salon. So it motivates little girls that are going to hair salons to kind of, be happy there, be comfortable with their hairstylist. Mm-hmm. So that was a good thing. And again, it talks about different hygiene products, a little bit on bullying. So there are very valuable aspects that children can learn from the book.
And I love that we're making this available right through the Hair Radio Morning Show. It's, just the perfect synergy. And so every time that we chat with you guys, we are so excited. We really are. And just doing a great job. And so please keep us informed. We will be checking in with you again soon, Takiya. And I've got to say, in case you guys didn't hear about it already, Takiya will be hosting and co-hosting a brand new segment right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show Network. On her book, she has a book called Forgiveness, Making Peace with Your Past. And I'm looking forward to your new show. I really am, Takiya. What do you expect to to put out there? What's the message of this new show on forgiveness?
Well, I thank you for the opportunity for this new show that we're going to be doing.
Absolutely.
And I just want people to put yourself in a better position. So forgive someone that may have hurt you so that you are able to thrive and just move on with your life. Again, it's not always about the person that harmed you, but if you forgive them, then you can move on and you'll feel better about yourself. So I want you to feel good and be excited moving forward.
Yeah.
So let's go ahead and forgive them and move on.
Takiya J. Smith, the author of Forgiveness, Making Peace with Your Past, brand new show. She's bringing an adaptation of her book to our airways. And you guys out there can be featured on one of the segments. If you have a story to tell and you're not shy, please contact our show and contact our network. You can easily do so We'll give you all the information on that. And appear right here on the radio show, on the Hair Radio Morning Show's new forgiveness, really, the new show. And we will tell your story. And you can share your story. And then you're going to have the experts weigh in on the best advice you could possibly receive. So I'm excited. I'm excited, Zakiya. This is going to be great.
I am too. I'm over here. I'm in here smiling with joy. I can't wait for us to get started. This is going to be phenomenal.
Me too. Oh, now here we go. Forgiveness. Okay. So again, listen, just again, thank you so much. We just appreciate you guys so much. And again, don't forget Cammie's book, of course, Cammie's Pop Party. Cammie Love is the author, and we just appreciate her as well. Zakiya Chase Smith, who is the lady behind all of this, really just doing an incredible job as a mom and just helping with all that that your daughter is doing through her author work. Just real, and book work, we should say, just doing a great job. And again,
Thank you. Your book,
Zakiya Chase Smith, Forgiveness, Making Peace with Your Past. And look out very soon, or I should say listen out for her new show right here on Hair Radio. Until next time, thank you, Zakiya. Great job. And thank Cammie for it. Outstanding. All right. Okay. Okay, folks, keep it right here. We've got a lot more to come this morning on the Hair Radio Morning Show. We'll be right back.
Root Rock Salon. Healthy roots, healthy hair. Our expert stylists will help you shine naturally beautiful. We offer everything from hydrating shampoo, conditioning hair mask, oil steam treatments to lock in the cuticle and an array of natural styles and programs to promote healthy hair growth using professional products. Book your consultation today online at RootsRockSalon.com. Visit us at 72 Harrison Avenue, West Orange, New Jersey, or call us at 973-957-7800.
I have a product called Organic Love Collection Shea Butter. It's a sensual shea butter. And once you apply it, it reinvigorates the skin. It takes care of blemishes, hyperpigmentation. It has all kinds of beautiful oils in it. And what it does for the hair, the nails, and the skin is to renew it and to make you feel beautiful and, moreover, to restore you to self-love and self-care. We're a Christian organization, and we're in the community trying to educate people on eczema, psoriasis, breaking hair, alopecia, things of that nature. And this product is a cure-all for the whole family. If you grab the jar or the bottle, it comes in a liquid and solid. It deals with eczema within 3 days. The longest it'll take is 7 days to restore your skin. And most of all, it's great for the scalp and very uplifting to the hair. It keeps the hair moist and free of breakage. And moreover, manageable. So as you work with it, if you have natural hair, it won't break. And if you have permed or color processed hair, it'll continue to allow for it to have the elasticity it needs so that your mane grows beautiful and healthy. Currently, we are on social media where business is just starting out. So I started on Instagram, once again, Instagram. And the name of the company is Organic Love Collection. And we can also be found through Instagram on Big Cartel. So the product could be purchased at organiclovecollection.bigcartel.com.
Repeat that one more time.
Organiclovecollection.bigcartel.com.
And we're talking about business today at the salon. It's really about creating a mission statement and talking about the necessity and why it's so critical and a critical part of your operation, especially when you're just getting it off the ground. So here's taking a look at how to create the perfect mission statement and why it is so necessary. All right,
So in first taking a look at your business, when you begin to lay out your business, and again, you can pick up my book, How to Get Rich in the Hair Business. I really outline a great deal of this, but we're going to talk about it today. So save a few dollars and just pay close attention. I think you'll be just fine. So I'm also using a source which I absolutely love. It's a big book called Ready, Set, Go. And Jeff Gristler and Eric Ryant wrote this book, and it really kind of really nailed it for me. And here's what he says about your mission statement. Leadership is based on spiritual quality, the power to inspire, the power to inspire others to follow. That's by Vince Lombardi. And he begins this chapter by saying, what is a mission statement? Why do you need one? How does it help? What is the purpose? A mission statement tells something about who you are, what your business represents, and your reason for being in business. A mission statement is a short, written statement of the purpose of a company or organization. The mission statement should guide the actions of the organization, spell out its overall goal, and guide decision making. For example, the mission statement for the book that I'm literally quoting from says to help aspiring salon owners and business owners develop and achieve their dream of owning a successful business. So that's a great mission statement. And with that being said, they had the writers of this particular book that we are using as our source today in terms of really laying it out in terms of what to do with creating and crafting your mission statement. Now for me, and at Hair Radio, this is what I say. I believe a mission statement and your core principles, these are things that you cannot operate without. First of all, the first thing I did when I decided to create a mission statement, and I have written my mission statement out many years ago, but what I first took a look at, what, as this gentleman pointed out in the book, what does it mean to me? What am I trying to accomplish? And I literally just put a pen to paper and said, what was my ultimate goal? And that goal, its purpose that I set out, was to assist folks with promoting themselves through the hair and beauty industry. And that's how I initially began this business. So my mission statement needed to reflect that, so I could evaluate with each interaction the success or if I didn't hit the mark. So that was the key. I also went about creating core principles, guiding principles, things that I lived the business every day, that this was critical to my thinking. It was important for everything that I do. So we're going to take a close look at all of this. We'll begin to lay out some of these. We're not going to really, go through and bore you to death with these things. But what I'd like to direct you to is our website at HAIRadio.com. I'm going to put some information there that will help you to craft your mission statement. So please take a moment, visit our website at www.HAIRadio.com. Now it's pronounced Hair Radio, but it only has one R. Go there and click on the tab that actually reads fan page.
Oh man, it was just the beginning of everything for me. Let's just say that. If I was to describe it, I would say the beginning of everything. The beginning of the limelight, the beginning of my voice, the beginning of the stardom track. And I learned a lot, and Hair Radio carried me so far to, I just can't describe the excitement and how happy and how Hair Radio changed my life.
Oh.
Hair Radio changed my life, and it's because of Hair Radio that I was able to continue to push through, able to continue to build and go forth.
All right, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. I have a very, very special guest joining us today. He's a legendary hairstylist. It is my great honor to welcome to the show for the very, very first time, Mr. Eugene Davis. Good morning, and welcome to the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Good morning. Good morning, Carrie. Thank you for having me on. I'm glad to be here.
Well, it is my pleasure. Now, yes, I mean, this is exciting for us. First of all, you've been in this hair and industry for a very long time. So we're going to count some years. So for like 30 years, if not more. So tell us about your journey.
Okay, well, it's been 30 plus some years now. I started when I was about 19 in the hair industry. When I first came out of cosmetology school, of course, I started assisting. And I started assisting for someone who worked for Saucing Carlson back in the day when we were doing Café Curl, Wave Nouveau, and all those different things.
Mm-hmm.
And he also was a weave master. So this was my introduction into commercial hair and my introduction into texture, taking one texture and creating another texture. And I just thought it was amazing. And my passion and my love grew for hair at that point and developed very quickly. I went on from there. I was in upstate New York. That's where I went to school for cosmetology, and I lived upstate in Albany during this time. As my skills started to grow, I ended up coming to New York City quite a bit because I had a friend who worked at A&S when it used to be, I think, on 34th Street or 35th Street in Manhattan. And during that time, a lot of really good makeup artists worked for A&S, and they were doing photo shoots or different types of stuff. So one of my friends called me, who was a makeup artist, and said, "Hey, we got a shoot. We need you to bring down some Afro wigs." And I was like, "Afro wigs? Okay, whatever. Let me bring them down." So I brought them down. We did the shoot, and the photographer really liked me and said, "Would you be interested in doing more stuff?" But at that time, where I was at, I was just about working in the salon. I didn't think there was another path or another career in this industry. So the next time the photographer called me down, and the next time I came down with my friend, they introduced me to a makeup artist named Sam Fine. Me and Sam Fine hit it off very well, and he introduced me to quite a few people, and the rest was history. Before I knew it, I was shooting. Before I knew it, I moved back to New York, downstate to New York City. I lived in Brooklyn, and then from there, I started to word of mouth at that time, because there was no social media. People were calling me, and one of my first big jobs for, I guess, an artist at the time that I got through a company called Mecca. Mecca Clothing Line was around at the time.
Yes.
And they were managing, one of the guys was managing Adina Howard. So,
yes.
So I got
that was a Freak Like Me song, I think.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, I love
exactly.
That.
Yeah. That was my first album cover.
Wow.
And from there, he introduced me to Deborah Martin, who was my became my agent, and she was like one of the top, black owned agencies at that time. She had the legendary Tippi Shorter was on the roster. DeAndre Michaels, who is Mary J. Blige's and Angela Bassett's makeup artist. So we had Chris Maldonado who died with Aaliyah on the plane.
Wow.
He was also on the roster. So there was so many more. Then we had Nzinga Gums, who was originally Little Kim, Mary, Aaliyah, so many at that time. She was a makeup artist. So with those kind of connections, it just kind of spread like wildfire. how I got into the industry pretty innocently. Didn't know what I was doing, but I knew I loved to do hair, and I knew that I'd love to see it when the videos came out. So then to sum it up with Deborah Martin, she booked me for my a video that just set it off in the industry, the hip-hop music industry for me, where I just was constantly being booked and coming up with images. And it was One More Chance by Biggie Smalls.
Oh,
did not
wow.
know who Biggie Did not know who Biggie Smalls was at the time. Had no clue that this many artists would be in that video, but it was the door opening to the rest of my career when it came to celebrity hairstyling and getting in my foot in the door on that aspect, on that level. Yeah.
Well, that's what I love about your story. And just in general, when it comes to working with what I've found in my little experience with the celebrity connects and contacts, is that once you have a successful experience with one or a couple, boy, they pass you around like your name, you know, real quick.
Yes.
I love it.
Yes, they
do. I love it.
Yes, they do. And it was great because then that just opened me up to more bigger productions. From doing Biggie Smalls, I got to know Faith Evans. And then they introduced me to Little Kim, and I got to do her first album cover and all of her first initial videos. And then with Ladies Night video we did in Miami, I got on board with TLC. I got on board with Changing Faces, Queen Latifah, Total. It was just the list just went on and on and on and on and on. And I was working, and I was having a great time, and I was young, and I was just like, wow. But looking in hindsight, or looking back, or even speaking to my younger self, I wish I was that person that I am today to say, okay, you have this going on, it feels good, but what are you going to do in the future? How do you capitalize on this for the future? And so although it looked glamorous, I'm going to keep it real. It had its downfall because there was a lot of things that went along with sustaining that kind of energy all the time, or just being a part of something that I hadn't been exposed to before. I was now exposed to. And there was a lot
of
parties.
Well, hold on. What things like what? We want to hear that. Like what kinds of things might you not,
Well, like alcohol. Alcohol,
oh,
drugs.
Okay.
All these things were a part of that lifestyle.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And even with a lot of the young people, when it comes to, like, being insta-famous and doing these celebrities and stuff, it's still there. It hasn't changed. That beast has not changed. But it's about how you navigate yourself through it and how and even if you fall, or even if you fall into those things that are around you and you get involved into them, there is a way out. And
exactly.
So in my career, I had a time when addiction and alcohol became a problem. I didn't see it as a problem, but it was by God's grace that when at some point I recognized and I was like, this is not normal. You know what I mean? You wake up, you reach over for a bottle, you take a swig, and then you keep it moving. Like, that's not normal. I wasn't brought up like that, but yet I had to make decisions. So in that time, I made a decision that this is not what I wanted. I needed to get out. And then after Chris had died with Aaliyah on the plane crash was just something that just changed because he was a very good friend of mine. So it just kind of changed how I saw things. I figured we were living too fast. Like, what is the cost of being a celebrity hairstylist? You know what I mean? So I had to challenge myself and say, can I leave this part of the industry and still excel and still have my voice and still find a way to do what I love, but also help others. So they don't get caught into these traps.
Absolutely.
Hence where I am.
No, go ahead, please. Yes.
Well, when it comes to, like, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, Eugene, I'm loving every single thing. I'm just passionate. So please finish your thought. So today, where you are today is what you were about to say. So please.
Yeah, so where I am today, my passion is about just giving knowledge to a younger generation, or even giving knowledge to those who have been behind the chair, or those who have been in the industry, or those who are Instagram famous, you have to think about your future. You have to come to a place of reality and find your voice. You know, you don't have to, be in the midst of celebrity and feel like that is all there is, and you get caught up. And many, many, many people who I know personally who got caught up in that, and their health failed because of addiction. Their health failed because of drugs. Their health failed because of disease. That we were losing so many great people because that lifestyle perpetuated to do these certain things in order to stay relevant. And I think my information that I give now, because I've come through that storm, is you don't have to. You can find other ways. And now with the internet and social media and stuff, you can definitely find a way to find your relevance or your positioning in this industry. And I'm a testament to that. You know, I retired my chair about 6 years ago when I left England to come to America. And yes. I had to refocus and find out what I wanted to do. And what I really wanted to do is really educate the consumer, but also educate the artists that are out there, and in more ways than one. Not only do I want to show them old school techniques, you know what I mean? Because that has gotten lost. Yeah. Everybody uses a flat iron for everything, which is
true. Doesn't
make sense. Right. You know, there's so many, an arsenal of tools, and we just use one. Like, come on now. That's why everybody's thinking the same. So we need to get back to, so my voice is getting back to understanding product and what it does when styling, and customers understanding when purchasing, what product are you purchasing? Why are you purchasing? What is your hair type like? You know, so we can save money on when we're buying. So it's like right now I'm really all about holding the industry accountable, holding ourselves accountable, educating each other, and understanding, especially in the Black community, the value of our dollar, the power behind our spending when it comes to the hair care and beauty industry. We spend so much money, more than any other demographic, but yet we don't have the control. So I guess in everything that I'm doing, to sum it up, is I'm about empowering others. Whether you are stuck somewhere, whether you're trying to get somewhere, whether you need to understand technical, or whether you need to just support, I think that's my voice. I want to help whoever wants to be helped and to direct them, so maybe they won't make some of the mistakes that I made, although on paper it looks great. But there was a struggle in there, which brings me to today, and I've come through that fire.
Wow. Well, let me just say this, Eugene. Let me just catch everybody up, because this is an incredible story that you shared with us today, and I'm just loving every part of it. You're helping so many people with your journey and your story here. First, folks, if you're just joining us, if you're just tuning in to the broadcast, you're listening to an incredible story from a first-time guest today. So I'm so grateful that he is sharing this incredibly personal story with all of the listeners, and hope to really reach out and connect on that level. This gentleman is truly a legendary stylist, as you've just heard, with all of his amazing connections. It's almost not enough just to say a celebrity stylist or this. No. There's a person behind it, as you've just heard.
So let me just officially welcome back Eugene Davis. I have to say, I'm just blown away at this because I've interviewed a lot of folks on this show, of course. We've had a lot of stylists and people work with everybody. But I've never heard it communicated in that way. And to talk of challenges with addiction and things of that nature that we need to talk about and have those conversations, and they have to hear it from someone who may have gone through and or have gone through and, you know, have gone through to the other side. I so appreciate you, you know, not being shy about communicating that because it's helping people. Today, you're making a difference. So I thank you. It just warms my little soul and spirit, Eugene. So thank you so much for that. Okay, I really need that. Okay, so now I want to, I've got to tell everybody about this. I love your website. So let me just tell everybody I love it, okay? So I'm going to have you to tell everybody what your website is, and then we're going to talk about what I saw there. So just fill everybody in, Eugene. What is your website address so folks can find you?
Okay, my website address is www.eugenedavis.hair. And on my website, you can find all the information about me, about a lot of the accomplishments that I have had through my career. And I also have a portfolio of images along with some videos of stuff that I do. But I also update my log, which is like a blog, but they call it a log. I update it pretty much every day or every other day with helpful insight into the industry. If you are a consumer or you are a professional hairstylist, I supply information, tips and tricks, and just like even some questions when I challenge the industry for their accountability.
Well, I have to say this. I just love this. I want to ask you a couple of questions because when I saw there, I want you to tell the folks. I certainly have a clue what you mean, but for folks who may not. So when you say fabric of hair expert, what do you mean? And let me also say this. On his website, he goes on, fabric of hair expert, product to consumer educator, which I personally love, creative director, wig pioneer, doesn't get any better than that. So please tell us about some of these wonderful, wonderful aspects of the spectrum that you're on. So so when it comes to fabric of hair expert, what is that all about?
When I say fabric of hair expert, it is a brand or something I coined that I am because I didn't want to keep saying I was a black hair expert or I was a you don't say you're a white hair expert or I'm a Chinese hair expert. You don't go to the dentist and say I got black teeth, right? I got teeth. So hair is hair to me. You know what I mean? So I just wanted to put it out there that when I present
it.
Myself, I wanted people to know me that I am a fabric of hair. Hair is a fabric, and it's something that we can work with, and we have to understand it, and we have to know the tools to create whatever we want with it. So I'm an expert in that, in every aspect of texture and every aspect, expert of product knowledge. So that's what I mean by fabric of hair expert.
Well,
so
can I give you credit for that, Eugene, because I'm going to have to – borrow that fabric of hair line. I love it, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Because I've always referred to the different textures of hair as a tapestry, and
yes,
that has always
absolutely.
Been something that I've believed in. So that fits right in with that. Thank you for that.
Yeah,
thank
definitely.
You.
And I think the narrative, one of the things that I started to talk about is the narrative had to change. And we have to start speaking about hair as hair. One of the things my teacher, when I was in cosmetology a long time ago, she always told me, hair is hair. And I think that's why I've never been afraid, despite the educational system that only really educate us on European, you know, European textured hair.
Right, right. Eurocentric hair.
So,
yeah.
So one of the things that I found that when I was coming, she was like, no, hair is hair. You need to know curly. You need to know zigzag. You need to know coily. You need to know wavy. You need to need, you know, you just need. And then we didn't have all of the, you know, classifications for hair types. But she always taught me just approach it as hair. Once you look at the hair, you analyze it. What do you do next? Where do you want to go with it? Okay, how are you going to get there? What are you going to use to get there? And what is your finished result? What do you want it to look like? And that's how I've always approached everything that I have done.
Well, let me ask you, on a sidebar note here, you've done so much industry work, literally. I mean,
yes.
You were really in the industry, making such a contribution in the way of hair and beauty on sets and all of that. But what do you think about the argument sometimes I see on the internet where they say, these days in Hollywood, where there, you know, did you ever notice that there was a shortage of people of color providing services on sets and things like that that could respond to all textures of hair, even natural or what have you? Did you ever find that, or was that something that you just didn't notice during your tenure out there?
Yes, it was definitely something that I noticed all the time. I was always the only one in the room.
Wow.
But you know what? My personality, I love challenge, and I love the fact that my mindset when I would go to places or do things or have the opportunity to come on because they had someone with texture and they needed a texture expert to come in, I use those opportunities to know the photographer, to know the creative directors, to know whoever it was in there and let them know that, okay, this is what I do and you can always call me for this, but I also do everything else, but, you know, so that I had an advantage, especially as a lot of people of color in England and in America started to come to the forefront and started to become celebrity, that there was a demand. And a lot of the our white counterparts could not meet that demand, hence where we started to step in because we didn't have a choice but to know how to do everything. They have a choice to say, oh, I don't want to. I don't want to learn about African texture here. But it needs to be a standard where they need to know all textures so that we can go anywhere and sit in anybody's chair and have a service done, whether it be at Fashion Week, whether it be in Hollywood, whether it be at a television station, that we need to be present. And if not just us, that our white counterparts need to be held accountable so they know how to do our textures too. You know what
Absolutely.
I mean? So our celebrities can feel comfortable no matter where they go, because that has been so. When you ask, to answer your question, it's like yes, it has been an issue. Like for instance, when I started doing Fashion Week, and I started to see behind the scenes and who was doing things, and I saw there was a lot of models, and I saw that the black models at that time didn't get the attention or get the creative finish that the white girls with straighter hair got, because the white artists, hairstylists, didn't know what to do with their texture.
They must have felt absolutely awful, the models. You know what I mean? Wow.
Yeah, well, let me give you a perfect example. I came on a fashion show with a top hairstylist. He hired me to be on his team. And I saw he had like 3 or 4 black models, but then he had his right-hand assistant who was quite average. Was like, I know everything, so you go over there and do that. So I said, okay. So I was always humble, so I started doing what I was doing, and I finished my models. And I looked behind me, and he was working on a black girl. Now, all we had to do was pull this girl's hair back into a ponytail and then make it quite add extension to make it sleek. He decided, now hair was already blow dried. He decided to spray it with a water bottle. I was like, what are you doing? So, and then the model gets upset and is like, oh my God, I can't go out here like this. You, my hair is natural underneath, and he wasn't able to do it natural underneath, man. And it was just a whole big fiasco. So I just stepped in, we blow dried the hair, put the ponytail, and sent it on the way. And that's when I realized, wow, these people don't have a clue.
Is that
so,
not something?
Moving, wow. Go ahead. Yeah.
No, no, I was just
forward.
Yeah. Wow.
So
yes,
just saying, moving forward, what I started to do was, because eventually I started getting booked as the lead hairstylist, which meant that I would work directly with the designers and makeup artists to create the looks for shows. So what I would do through my travels and experience, I would build teams between America and London with people that I knew understood all textures. So then if I had a team of 7 hairstylists, no matter who sat in our chair, we could knock it out according to what was required. And that's what I started to do. And so, again, I've always have said to myself, and I've said to my wife, like, you know what, I've always been one, that person who says, not even understanding I might be the first one to do it, but just to walk through that door and say, I'm here and I'm ready. You know what I mean? And whatever the challenge is, I'm going to find a way to complete whatever it is to complete. So that has been my way throughout my career, that I'm not afraid to try something new, or I'm not afraid to take on challenges that everyone else wants to stay in the status quo. So I said, no, if this is how it is, then I need to get people who are qualified, who can do, to make not only make the designers and stuff in the show look fabulous, but also team and understand that we can do this and we can all shine in this process.
Absolutely. I have to say, and you're, you know, it's been a big career. What I love that I also read about is that you had a chance to travel abroad and do quite extensive work over there and live for quite a period of time. So I'm just curious. Tell me about this whole return back to the States. Tell me the impact that, because I just know you touched everybody. You know, you did something big over the years. So tell us a little bit about that part of your journey and experience as well.
Yes,
and returning back home, of course.
Okay. Yes, I went to. I think the first time I went to England was 2009, but this was after I decided to walk away from the whole celebrity music industry thing. I dibbled and dabbled for a while, but I decided that that wasn't what I wanted to do anymore, and I didn't have, what's the word I'm looking for? I needed more, and I needed to understand more, and I felt that at that point in my life and everything I had did up to there, I was just a black hairstylist. So when I would reach out to, because before fashion weeks and all of that, but before that, when I would reach out to companies like, oh, I want to, get on your team. I started getting interested in brands, and I want to do this. I want to do that. I can help teach and educate. And a lot of the brands were like, oh, no, you're a black hairstylist. I'm like, what? I'm a hairstylist. But the industry was very segregated at that time. So just like so many artists that we know through our history, that they decided to leave America. Like, because when I was younger, I used to admire the fact that Patrick Kelly was in Paris, and he was doing so well. And then there was another designer, Willie Smith, who also went to Europe, you know, at the time. And James Baldwin, you know what I mean? There's so many great creators had to leave America or decided to leave America to not to just understand that they were great at what they did, but were they great because you are a black hairstylist, or were you great because you are a hairstylist? Were you great because you are a black designer, or are you great because you are a good designer?
Yes, go ahead, please finish your thought. What do you think?
So going to Europe for me was a chance. I just decided one day, a friend of mine who had salons over there was like,
yes,
could you come help manage my salons and teach my staff? And I was like, sure. And I just went. I just
wow.
left. My mother was like, where you going? I was like, going to England. What are you
going
to do?
I'm going to England.
No. Yep.
Wow.
So I said, I don't know, but I'm going. So I ended up going to Europe. And in that time, I saw that there was a need for education big time in the area. There were some great hairstylists and some great stylists who invested into their education, but the general was a lot of salons that didn't have. So what I did, so at some point, L'Oreal had launched Mazzani, and I got on board with L'Oreal and Mazzani, and I helped to build that brand amongst the Afro-Caribbean community in England, along with other really well-known hairstylists over in the UK.
And that's a big, big community. Let me just say, I've been to England. I've been to London. I've seen it's a huge community, folks. And this is a big deal. Yes. So I am just, I'm blown away. This is some great information, great things that we can hang our hat on. And I'm kind of picturing all of this as you're describing
oh,
it. Goodness. I think this, I mean, it's just, it's phenomenal to me that you've had this storied career. It's just been, you know, it's not, I know, like you said earlier, and I love what you said, because, yes, it's on paper, yes, and even, you know, in talking about it, yes, it did have a whole bunch of wonderful moments. But you've, you know, like I said, I love that you've always kept a mind in reality, it seems, with this. And, you know, and a good way to look at everything and just remember to be an inspiration to others. And that's what seems to really push through with your story today. Listen, I got to remind the folks, because every so often we get a few new listeners on, and I want to say today is my a very, very special guest is joining me, and I'm so happy. I'm so happy, and I'm going to tell you why in a moment. His name is Eugene Davis, and I love your website, eugenedavis.hair, not .com, .hair. So I love that as well. We'll talk about that in just a bit. But you've just been just making such a difference in the hair and beauty world. So this is really awesome. And you knew, you connected with everybody. I mean, you've named some huge stars, Eugene. You really have. I'm like, okay, wow. So this is nice. So what is this journey? What is it, you know, what does it still mean to you? What does it mean to you, I should say, at this point? Because there, you know, it has changed, I believe, but maybe you might not get, or maybe you might think it's changed quite a bit or not changed so much. What are your thoughts, Eugene, today?
I do. I think the industry has changed. There's a lot that goes on now that would not have been tolerated before. So I believe now with all the diversity, the inclusion, all of the people opening up and asking questions to big corporate America about, especially in the beauty industry and the hair industry, about inclusion, about having us present. I think that's a big thing right now. And I think that we as a community, as a hair community, still need to keep our voices relevant. We need to still speak out on the injustices and inequality that we see in the beauty industry, because it's still there, and we're still knocking on doors, which we should never stop doing. But we need to stop pushing those doors open too, in order for us to let others come through. So I think where I am and in my career and everything I've done, like I said, I want to be a glass ceiling breaker. So if there's a glass ceiling, I'm going to break it. Come on, everybody, let's go. You know what I mean? But when we get in there, I'm holding you accountable to do the right thing so that you can prepare the way for the next person behind you. And that's what's so important to me. And that's where I am today. So everything I've done, everything I've touched, is for someone to read it and be inspired to know that, oh, my God, I can do that, because he did it, I can do it, you know. So,
well, Eugene
that's
Davis,
where my message is.
That's what I'm loving this. What is next for you?
Okay, I got a few projects in the mix, but I believe that right now I'm really concentrating on getting my messaging out, talking to people like yourselves or the media, and just to keep inspiring people that we can do better and just showing them the way and how to get there and helping them navigate to wherever their passion and whatever their dream and whatever their desire is, because I've touched so many areas. If I can help you get there and if I can support you and save you some of the headaches that I had, then I'm gonna show you how to get there. But I think my next thing is I want to I don't know.
Well,
I do
I
know,
do.
But I don't know.
I think media is my thing. Yes, and I'm going to spill a little bit of this right now for our listeners and the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show. I think they're going to love this. Listen, I am bringing this amazing, incredible artist in my book and the world book of the world. we're bringing you to the Hair Radio Morning Show. So those folks out there, you guys have enjoyed this. You're going to absolutely enjoy much more of this with the legendary. I hope you know I'm putting the word legendary in front of Eugene.
Okay.
Eugene Davis. Okay. So we are going to have you here to share because there's so much, and I love this. You pointed out on your website, you're not just helping folks. Yes, you provide amazing client care and information and all that kind of stuff to folks who need it, but also to the professionals who, largely, would appreciate that, you know, learning from someone who's been around for a while in this industry. And so, please, I can't wait. We're excited to have you here. We're going to share more of those details very soon with all of you guys, so you have to keep tuning in so you will know when Eugene is here and what we've got to say and what he's got to say. So, Eugene, I just want to say thank you. How was your first experience here in Hot Seat here on the Hair Radio Morning Show?
It's been amazing. I'm so thankful because you are great, and I love talking with you, and I love, the conversation is good. And I just love being here because it's something that I've wanted to do, wanted to experience, and this is my first, experience on a radio show. So it's been great. I'm looking forward to doing more stuff with you.
Well, now, what would you like to leave everybody with today? Any shout-outs or final thoughts?
I guess my final thought is that I've learned through everything that I do that we need to love each other, that whether it's, your neighbor to your right, your neighbor to your left, if we come together, there's so much strength in that. So my philosophy is always each one teach one. So leading others to their success is what I'm all about. And however I can help you get there or give you the knowledge or give you some of my experiences, then hit me up, talk to me, ask me questions. That's what I'm here for.
And you've done just that today on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So, folks, his website, so please go to Eugene Davis' website. His website is actually www. Not that we got to say that anymore, but I just want folks to know, eugenedavis.hair. Okay, not .com, it's .hair. So eugenedavis.hair. You type that into your browser, and there you go. And so we're loving it, and we can't wait just to have you here all the time. So that's going to be very, very soon. So you folks keep it right here, and we'll get you the latest on that. Eugene, awesome job. What can I say? You knocked it out of the park. And welcome to the family here at Hair Radio.
Thank you. Say one more thing that they can also find.
Yes, right ahead.
On Instagram at Eugene Davis Hair 2. That's Eugene Davis Hair 2, the number 2. And you can find me on Instagram also.
Love that. And, of course, right here at the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Yeah.
We'll direct it to you. All right, folks. Well, listen, Eugene, thank you again. All right, folks, keep
it
right here. You got it. We've got a whole lot more of the Hair Radio Morning Show to get to this morning. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Everybody, I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
Hello.
we're back live. It is mid-show. It's Wednesday, October 5th of 2022. It's our show number 767. Let me again just say that for landing's sake. It's our show number 767. Have an all-new broadcast of the Hair Radio Morning Show. So listen, great to have you with us. Let me bring to the line one of my co-conspirators each morning right here on the show. You guys know her. She comes to us out of Water Valley, Mississippi. She's my dear friend and a friend to all of us out there listening in. She has that strength of, the mighty Atlas out there. I'm talking about the one and only Miss Nicole Marie. Good morning, Nicole Marie.
Good morning.
Boy, your introductions are getting longer and longer. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
That's when
good
I
morning.
Really like you. That's when
happy
you get a real
Wednesday.
Long introduction.
Happy mid-show. Yes, yes,
yes.
Good morning to all of
yes.
our fans out there. Good morning. Good morning. How
yes,
are you this morning,
absolutely.
Carrie?
Absolutely. We are doing great. And, we've been listening to the show. I just want to chime on in on this. We kicked off this morning. Yeah, it's Wednesday. I always feel like we got to do something a little bit special on a Wednesday morning. And
right.
that we do.
Right.
So on this October 5th here in New York, it's blustery. So far, cold and kind of damp and a little bit rainy feeling and
cool.
all of that gray out there.
Too.
Yeah, yeah. So, but you know what? We're bringing the heat, like they say, and the sunshine
oh, yes.
on the
oh,
inside
yes. oh, yes.
from our microphones today. So we started with a gentleman that you guys know. He's a rap artist out of Canada, Tory Lanez, and he's been in a lot of scandal of late, so we'll just park it there. But the song is called Pluto's Last Comet, and I love the song. He sampled Madonna's song, Papa. I believe it's the Papa Don't Preach song. That he sampled in this version of called Pluto's Last Comet. He has a couple songs that I absolutely love and have made a part of our playlist right here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. So I always try to share with you. I used to hate listening to radio growing up. They would play like
okay.
some songs that you really love, and they would never tell you who sang it or the title. They just keep playing about 10 of
yeah.
the songs.
Yeah.
That used to drive me crazy. Now, of course, I'm giving my age away with this. But,
too.
Yeah, this was back in the day, yeah, where you could not just play a song in 2 seconds that you want to hear. You had to wait to your favorite song.
You do it sometimes
play.
Now.
Really. And it drives me crazy because you're like, oh, what song is that? Oh, I love that song.
Yes, I like that.
And now
yeah.
the devices can tell you whatever you're hearing. And all of that
right.
kind of stuff. But there was some little bit of mystery to that. And when you just couldn't wait and you anticipated your favorite song playing, I don't know. I kind of missed that a little bit. Although being
yes.
able to just play whatever you want anytime, day or night, is kind of special too.
Yeah, that's great.
So,
yeah, yeah.
Am I right?
Just pull it
so
up.
Folks, you're listening.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's so much to talk about today. On the broadcast.
Oh, yeah.
I really am. Yeah, coming up mid-show, of course, we should have Blue with us from Candle Talk stuff, and Michael Hopkins should be here to round up yesterday's broadcast in his second season of Vet Talk Radio a little later on today. Now, we kicked off this show. I don't know if you heard this in the first hour. We're always going to play something new in the first hour. So I want you guys to know how it, you know, kind of unfolds here each day on the show. If today maybe you've never heard of the Hair Radio, today may be the very first time you're tuning in. So
right,
here's what happens.
Right.
It's a 3-hour show from 6 to 9 Eastern time. And, technically, we're Monday through Friday, but we're actually on live Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Again, you can call in using the 516 number and connect live with us. And the reason that the 516 number is so important is because if you wish to talk to us at any point that you're listening, you simply have to press 1. And by pressing 1, it gives us an indication here in the studio that someone is standing by to speak with the show.
Right.
That would be us, Nicole Marie and Carrie Hine and Michael Hopkins. So please be aware that all of that can happen simply by tuning in. So the Hair Radio Morning Show airs in Eastern Time Zone. It emanates out of Brooklyn, New York, live. So I think it's the only three-hour live hair and beauty talk radio show in the world. It certainly is the first and the longest running.
Wonderful.
So we have all those banners. I wanted to make sure that part was clear. So early this morning, we started in with, I love these two. I always say the dynamic twosome. We're talking about, of course, Cammie Love, who was only 11 years old.
Yeah.
And she's written a book called Cammie's Pop Party.
Love Cammie.
And, this was all new today. Like I said, we're playing something new in the first hour. And so we led in with a brand new interview from Cammie Love and her mom, Takiya Chase Smith, who herself is an author. And so we broke the news. Well, you know what? Let me just say, we have a brand new interview. You know, on Wednesdays, we try to bring you a new feature in the Spotlight Hour. And today, we are keeping true to that. You are getting an update directly from Takiya Chase Smith. So this is not what you heard earlier. This is brand new. So you don't want to go anywhere. That'll be between 8 and 8:30 at some point today. I'm just real happy that we have so much wonderful new things to share every day on the broadcast.
Wonderful. So much information,
It's so much information. We're going to be checking in with you on Girl Power in just a little bit as well. We have a lot to get into today. I'm going to give an update on Upscale Magazine, which we have to shout out to Upscale listeners. We're on 24 hours a day, seven days a week with UpscaleMagazineRadio.com. And, yes, based on the long-standing publication, one of the oldest black publications, magazines that's on the newsstand still. They've been around for going on 35 years. And it warms my heart to be part of the Upscale team. Yeah, the magazine team. So, you know, might as well just go ahead and put it on out there. I'm so excited about their newest issue. And it it starts on the cover, which I'll be putting out as soon as I get a copy of it, which should be sometime today. I'm super hot and excited about it because the movie. What's that movie that the fellow who died was Africa, Chadwick Boseman.
Oh,
it's the follow-up
movie.
Yes,
Wakanda.
Okay, you guys know what we're talking about. Wakanda Forever follow-up movie.
Yeah.
And it stars, I believe, his sister is taking over, and I think she's on the cover. So I'll get all that, get the real
juicy. Oh, great. I can't wait to see that.
Yeah. Oh, and I saw the cover. It's gorgeous. So I can't wait to share it with you guys on social media at some point today. Inside, you're going to see for the first time an advertisement. So if you're a Caribbean hair product distributor, you're going to be very proud to see the Caribbean advertisement blazing across the pages of Upscale Magazine. And we're going
to
talk more about it.
Oh, I'm excited to see that.
Yeah, so really good stuff. You know, I'm just so proud. There's so much going on here at the company and so many things that we're working on. We have a lot of things coming down the pipe.
Yes.
From our Caribbean candles and our wonderful, amazing Caribbean hair products. We have salon furniture on the way. We also have disposable products where you can set up, if you have a shop, you can get your disposable products delivered to you each month on a regular basis, and so much more. Plus, more books, more business coaching, new broadcasts, as you kind of heard us talk a little bit and allude to earlier, with the amazing Takiya Chase Smith. She'll be on again in just a bit. And we're just happy. We're happy that everything is rolling in the right direction. So how about you?
We are,
you know,
one
I got to get all this out each morning. Yes. So, so what's going on in Water Valley, Mississippi?
Water Valley. Like I said, it's a little cool here this morning, but it will be warming up soon. Soon. But, Carrie, I just want to say the weather is changing all across the country. You know, we're into fall right now, and I just want to give a quick health announcement. Everybody loves babies when they see babies, and we're coming into the RSV season, so I want to just remind everyone, please don't touch and kiss on babies without permission. RSV is very serious for infants and for older adults, and RSV is spread from contact with the fluid from an infected person's nose or mouth. So if someone sneezes or gets fluid on their hands and then, you know, touches a surface or touches the baby or even an older person, that can be very detrimental to them. So
thank
just want
you
to
very
put that
much
reminder
for that,
out Marie. There for everyone.
Absolutely. Thank you for that, Nicole Marie. And folks, be heed to that. And we're going to be talking about healthy ways to go about doing what you do. I'm going to try to move that to Thursdays for us. Each Thursday, we'll try to focus on whether it's physical health, mental health, well-being Thursday. And so that's on the way soon. So I'm real happy about that, and I cannot wait on the show. So we're going to be, you know, kind of leading into all of that. But you're right. My advice is to just stay out of folks' face. Keep a distance, a healthy distance. And you shouldn't be tugging on folks' babies and kids anyway.
Exactly.
You know?
But people do.
So,
people do.
Oh, no. I mean, you know, yeah. You know, and I can say, you know, with a good heart, I think people mean well generally. And sometimes we just don't
they
know.
Do. And you're not thinking, right?
Yeah, we're not thinking. We're just, hey, coochie, coochie, go. And meanwhile, you're just spreading all kind of joy. And then the baby might infect the parents, and then it goes through the rest of the family and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
And then folks can't go to work in the morning and then get back to school in the morning and all that kind of stuff. So, you know what? It's
very
just
serious.
A little on the crazy side. Yeah. So, listen, I've also just been just kind of obsessed, just to turn a corner a little bit. I want to talk a little bit about the talk shows. And I don't know if you have seen these talk shows that are out there. First of all, I have not seen, let me in full disclosure, I have not seen an entire episode of any of them. But on my social feed, I've been inundated with clips from the new Jennifer Hudson show. She's the singer who plays about 7 or 8 spot on the American Idol TV series, and that's how she came to our national attention. Exactly.
I've
same thing. I'm in
clips
the same boat.
And haven't seen a full show either.
I will tell you. You know, we have to always talk up front and talk real talk here on the show. I always do. And for me, I love Jennifer Hudson's story when she came out and went on to win an Oscar for her movie Dreamgirls that she starred alongside Beyonce and Jamie Foxx and Eddie Murphy. A great, great movie. And that showed us and gave us a front row seat at the movie theater back in those days of her powerful voice. And so, but I'll tell you, she went on then to win a Grammy for her song Spotlight, which I'm going to get on a little bit later this morning. And she went on to win a Grammy for that, that first album, and we just love that. And we're very proud of her. But I never knew, I saw her talking on the Weight Watchers commercials and things like that, and she lost so much weight. She had a great story. And she seems to be working so hard. You know, she's worked very hard. So when the idea of a talk show came out with her, I really didn't know quite what we would get because
I was very surprised.
The personality come through. Yeah, because, you know, and we love you, Jen, but we never really heard you talk much.
No,
you know, not personality.
No, not at all.
Now, we heard that powerful voice, and I am telling you. But we never really heard her. Okay, I'm going to keep my day job here.
Just talking,
I won't
right.
Say anymore.
Just talking.
But we just heard her talking. So to really hear, I love these clips. They show so much personality she has. And a real honesty coming through. And I said, you know what? Today I'm going to catch her show. And so here in my market in New York, it follows the new Sherry Shepherd show. And so I'm going to catch both shows. And we're going to give you a review on the air on tomorrow's episode. So that'll be, at some point on the show. Yeah. So I'm real excited about that. Maybe we'll do a review. We'll watch the shows today, and then we'll have that in the first hour for you guys tomorrow on the show. I think that'll be nice.
Great.
So in
great.
The first hour. Yeah. Because, you guys may not – but here's the deal on that. They are looking to kind of – someone is trying to fill Oprah Winfrey's shoes, in my opinion.
Right, right.
They're trying to, and I don't think that the crop, I watched Kelly Clarkson's show, and she's fantastic
right.
and has already won Emmy.
Right.
But I still don't think it's quite
Cameron
Oprah
Hall
Winfrey
is good,
level.
Too. But they're not on the same level.
Okay. I'm not a huge fan, but she's, I'm glad to have a woman of color being represented in that space,
right.
but I'm not
right.
a big fan of her show. But I will tell you, I think that having some other folks out there, I think, to me, so far, just watching those clips, they're awfully cute clips. They're real cute clips with Jennifer Hudson. They are. So today I'm going to watch. I've caught a clip or two or a few minutes, an excerpt or so, from Sherry Shepherd.
I'm going to withhold. I like her personality.
I love Sherry personally, okay? Now, Sherry's not giving you, you're not going to learn a whole lot about the world and history and all that kind of stuff. But if you're looking to be kind of sidetracked for an hour, which I think is great, that we are often looking to do that. We're looking for a little bit. Escapism, and that's what I turn on the
right.
TV for, to have a little bit of escapism. And I think you're going to get that with both shows. And in my market, like I said, in New York, they follow one. They're on both on Fox Network here. And
right.
I believe that Jen's show comes on the Fox Network mostly, so in different markets. So that's how you'll probably
right.
find it. And so check it out. Because we're going to be talking about it tomorrow, and I want to get your opinion on it. And really, not just that, but there's all kind of new stuff we're going to be talking about. The television season is really just now kicking in, and so there's a whole lot for us to unpack with that. So coming up in just a few minutes, we've got Michael. Yes. The Hopper, I call him, Michael Hopkins, who not just is he doing amazing things in, for veterans. You guys know he has the Vet Talk radio show. But he's got something else that we're just kind of unveiling. And Nicole Marie, you already know about this because Royalty Distribution has been now introduced officially, to our listeners.
Oh, yes.
So, yeah, we're going to be talking all about that. We got a lot to get into. And then again, coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, in our spotlight hour, we have invited back Miss Takiya Chase Smith, noted author and hairstylist. So on our Hairstylist Wednesdays, we haven't forgotten. And you shouldn't have us. So listen, let's go to a commercial break. And let's see if we can get Michael Hopkins on a tad early to kind of tell us what's happening down in beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia. All right, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Are you a stylist, barber, nail tech, or involved in personal care on any level? Are you good at what you do? I bet you are. And as being as good as you are, that leaves you less time to handle your clients. I mean, as far as booking appointments, product sales, pricing, and all that. Well, I have something that'll help you on that end and still allow you to be great. ChairWatch. It's a new mobile booking platform that allows your client direct access to you. It'll allow them to book, change, cancel appointments, place themselves on standby, buy products, and even be able to send you direct messages. And that is just a taste of all the services that ChairWatch provides. Sounds good? Then check it out at chairwatch.com, or you can download the app via the Apple Store or Google Play. ChairWatch, a new and better way to connect with your clients.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hunt.
This is Crystal Jones Vaughn of the Sways Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout-out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
Roots Rock Salon. Healthy roots, healthy hair. Our expert stylists will help you shine naturally beautiful. We offer everything from hydrating shampoo, conditioning hair mask, oil steam treatments to lock in the cuticle and an array of natural styles and programs to promote healthy hair growth using professional products. Book your consultation today online at RootsRockSalon.com. Visit us at 72 Harrison Avenue, West Orange, New Jersey, or call us at 973-957-7800.
I have a product called Organic Love Collection Shea Butter. It's a sensual shea butter. And once you apply it, it reinvigorates the skin. It takes care of blemishes. Hyperpigmentation. It has all kinds of beautiful oils in it. And what it does for the hair, the nails, and the skin is to renew it and to make you feel beautiful, and moreover, to restore you to self-love and self-care. We're a Christian organization, and we're in the community trying to educate people on eczema, psoriasis, breaking hair, alopecia, things of that nature. And this product is a cure-all for the whole family. If you grab the jar or the bottle, it comes in a liquid and solid. It deals with eczema within 3 days. The longest it'll take is 7 days to restore your skin. And most of all, it's great for the scalp and very uplifting to the hair. It keeps the hair moist and free of breakage. And moreover, manageable. So as you work with it, if you have natural hair, it won't break. And if you have permed or color processed hair, it'll continue to allow for it to have the elasticity it needs so that your mane grows beautiful and healthy. Currently, we are on social media, where business is just starting out. So I started on Instagram, once again, Instagram. And the name of the company is Organic Love Collection. And we can also be found through Instagram on Big Cartel. So the product could be purchased at organiclovecollection.bigcartel.com.
Repeat that one more time.
Organiclovecollection.bigcartel.com.
It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
Morning, October 5th of 2022. We are broadcasting live from Brooklyn, New York to literally the world. And I want to just kind of jump back on in. It's coming up on our spotlight hour
in just a few minutes. We have a very, very special interview that that we're sharing, and I'm so excited about it. We're going to talk a little bit more about it. Bringing back to the line is my co-star. You guys know her. She's also known as the newly minted Queen of the Morning. I'm talking about Nicole Marie from Water Valley.
Good morning.
Good morning,
Happy mid show.
Nicole Marie. Yes. Well, we're still on the tail end of the mid show. And we're going to be coming up on the spotlight hour about 8 o'clock New York time, 7 o'clock if you're out near where you are in the Central Time Zone.
Yeah.
I'm in Brooklyn, New York. Again, I'm Carrie Hines, and I am so happy to have you guys tuning in. We also have to shout out our fans over at Upscale Magazine Radio.com.
Yeah.
Usually we kind of steer you over in that direction after we wrap up our live broadcast, which ends at 9 o'clock New York time, 8 o'clock Central time. And then it's time to go over to the Upscale Magazine Radio. I want to remind everybody that we have a great store. It's time for that, you know, really to be thinking about buying gifts and all that. So we're going to ask Michael Hopkins.
Holiday season.
The Talk Radio Show. Let's get Michael. Let's work Michael on in this morning. Hopkins, are you there? The host of Vet Talk Radio Show from beautiful Spotsylvania,
Virginia. Good morning,
Virginia.
Michael.
Yes, I am. And this is such a beautiful day down here in Spotsylvania.
Oh,
beautiful.
Well, it's the opposite here in New York, but great to hear. Michael, tell everybody where Spotsylvania, Virginia is. Maybe today's their first time tuning in. Where is Spotsylvania, Virginia?
Spotsylvania, Virginia is a county right outside the city of Fredericksburg, Virginia. It's a very large county, part rural, part, I don't know if you'd call it a city, but it's just a, it's really, actually,
like a
it's a really nice place to live. It's just a county. But it's a really nice place to live because it's pretty much a quiet place. You have some farmland and things like that. But, yeah, really nice place to live.
Okay, well, you'll have to take us on an audio tour one day. So this is you literally walking us through some of the amazing things that that you guys are known for. And, Nicole Marie, I'm going to ask you to do the same thing. And I'll
Sounds
do the
great.
Same thing for Brooklyn. Yeah, Nicole Marie can do that for Water Valley, Mississippi, and I'll do that for Brooklyn, New York area. Now, hey, Michael, I don't know if you've been listening to the broadcast, but we've talked about a few things. One of the big things that has kind of jumped out on me is that it's time to buy, to think about Christmas gifts. I know it's early, it's October, but this is the gift-giving season is among us. So let's talk about that first, and then we'll get a little bit more, catch everybody up on your radio show, Vet Talk Radio.
But you know something, Terry?
What's that, Michael?
It is so funny that you're saying that because this is usually around the time of year that my wife starts that tradition in our household. October is usually her month.
It's that time.
And she usually starts asking questions, especially of the grandkids. She starts
what kind of questions
does she
start asking?
She, you know, for the little ones, she'll ask the parents, what do you think they would like? And she takes her little notes and everything, and we get started early. Oh, yeah, we get started early because my grandchildren go in two phases. The first phase is 10 and below, and my second phase is 17 and above. And we always, the little ones are not really that hard to figure out what they want, but she always double checks with my daughters just to make sure.
Usually, that's wonderful.
I mean, it works out great. The older ones, on the other hand, normally we'll provide them with a Visa card or MasterCard, put some funds on it. Because when
can you add me to that list?
I think I fall in that category, Michael Hopkins.
Sounds good so far.
I'll take most a Visa definitely. Card or MasterCard any day.
Sounds good.
Oh, yeah.
It sounds great.
Sounds good.
Well, Michael, I am so excited. We got a lot to cover this morning. So we're going right on into our spotlight hour. We're going to keep chatting right here with you guys. We have a lot more to get into. Nicole Marie, while we're on the topic, what about you? You are a mother. You are a wife.
Oh, yeah.
You are all these things out there and a businesswoman to boot. You run your own
yes.
company with Loyalty Distribution. We talked a little
Loyalty
bit about it earlier.
Yes.
Yes. And so what on top of being on the city board thing there in Water Valley, Mississippi,
right.
she's one of those board members as well. So you check a lot of boxes. So speaking
yes.
of boxes, what about gifts and all of that? So what can you tell us this morning about you and your gift buying habits? And is this the gift season for you?
It is. It definitely is the gift buying season for me. With our family, though, with our kids, I ask them, tell me 2 to 3 things that you would really want. And we don't really go all out for Christmas buying a bunch of gifts because our kids get things all throughout the year, and so we focus on giving to other people. But they do receive gifts, though. Like I said, they tell them 2 or 3 things that you really, really want. And then we focus and start buying for other people, and I let them be very instrumental in choosing gifts for other people. For other children, for other adults that are
wow.
in my family, because I want them to get in the habit of doing for others and not always thinking of yourself. It's better
and
to
again,
give
I say
than to receive.
Very high.
Hey,
so that's
man,
how,
that is so beautiful, Nicole Marie.
No,
that's how
that
we have kind of gone along every year, and
yes.
that's what they're
yes.
used to. Now they know that they are going to get gifts, but like I said, we don't go all out like. You know, some people just go and just buy up the store. We don't do that. We focus on other people.
That is so beautiful.
Well, that's what
doing
we do.
Right
that's what
book.
We do in our household.
Yeah, I love your
so
household.
So it is
You're
that
doing
time.
It right.
And,
yeah. Beautiful.
And we are getting started. This is the month that we do get started.
Okay.
Like I
and
said,
this
we focus
it's,
on others.
Well, that's the lesson. And that's what
yep,
you guys are
really
rolling out there. Yeah.
Right.
Am I right, Michael? Well, that is incredible.
Oh, yes, it is.
And,
well, Carrie,
yeah.
what about
and my
you?
My kids, actually,
yeah.
they get excited about it. So
that's awesome. Good.
Well,
yeah.
I think you said, what about me?
Yeah, what about
yeah,
you, Carrie?
That's a good question. Well, first off, I'm hoping I've made it to all of your lists. Okay. And and I'm going to make sure that you have the right shipping address. We're going to talk about that too. To ship me that gift. But you
okay.
know what? I'll tell you, I'm a big fan of the holiday season. I'm huge on rolling out gift buying. And the wonderful thing about what we do, and this ties right on in to what we're talking about today, on the show with a big announcement. But yeah, we have our own products that make incredible gifts. And so I get to shop Michael Hopkins right here at Kerapy.com. Again, Kerapy.com. We have
oh,
a
yeah.
store there where you can buy different things. And then over at HAIRadio.com and HairRadio.com, we actually have a gift shop where we have all kind of trinkets and you know, little things like beautiful mugs that make. See, here's the deal. You want gifts that are unique, that no one else
right.
is going to give, you know, these loved ones. So
right.
I think Kerapy and Hair Radio, I think we're the best place to find affordable.
Gift.
Yeah, affordable.
Yeah,
unique
I think
gifts.
So. As a matter of fact, I know so.
Yeah. Thank you, Michael. I appreciate that. So please, this is the time. Support little businesses. and grow your community. Grow where you live for a change. And not the folks down in Mar-a-Lago. But let me be nice, okay? Don't want to get sued here. You know, they're too happy. But I will say this. I'm so excited. I really am. I love the season. Thank you guys for asking. It's going to be big. Now, the news that I have, do you guys want the news, the big news now, or do you want it a little later after we have our spotlight time? You know what? Why don't
I want it now. I want to hear the big news now.
We're going to sit on it. But I have something else great to share with you, and that is bringing back the one and only Takiya Chase-Smith. I'm so excited to have her back on the show. Yeah, she is an author, and she's got big news to share. If you tuned into the first hour today, you might have heard that news. But if you hadn't, if you didn't, we've got it for you. So just kind of, you know, just sit back and relax. We're going to enjoy this next hour of the show. It's our spotlight hour each day between 8 and 9 Eastern, 7 and 8 if you're in the central time zone. And today, particularly on Wednesday, where we roll out and introduce you to or reintroduce you to someone in the hair biz, I'm real happy. So coming up a little bit later today, again, the news I have to share, plus we're talking about distributorships with Carapy, and we have a big, big welcome to one of our newest distributors that we're going to talk to, and you guys know who I'm talking about, but you don't know, so we're going to clarify all of that. Right now, I'm going to have you guys stay with us. And, you know, we'll take a quick commercial break, and then we'll roll right on in with our special guest today in the Spotlight Hour, all new. So we get things rolling along. We'll be right back.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
like, you know, I'm kind of wondering, do they know how Carrie Hines fits into this? Because you have been part of a media, I won't say frenzy, you've been part of the media and made some very, very important inroads and, you know, connections that I think that somebody needs to explore and write about or talk about or tell about. So I'm thankful that you're going to help me look back and kind of document some of the things that you have contributed to media and some of the people and lives that you've touched, because I think it's really important and people don't know because you're so humble. And if you would, just indulge me and share with the listeners some of the things that you do as Carrie Hines.
It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details. All right, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, I have with us guests that you kind of just recently were introduced to, and I wanted them to come back to the show to tell us a little bit more. And I've got to say, first of all, Takiya, you know, just having you and Cammy on the show, we got so much wonderful response about this incredible book and her being such a wonderful, wonderful author. So real good excitement. I want to get you guys back on and talk a little bit more. So welcome back to the show for both of you this morning. Welcome back.
Thank you. We are excited to be here.
Awesome. Okay, I want to jump right on with Cammy and Cammy's Spa Party, which is an incredible book. Again, let's remind everybody first. Cammy, you're what, about 11 years old or so?
Yes, I'm 11.
11. And here you are, a published author. How does that feel?
It feels good.
Okay. Well, listen, tell us a little bit about what Cammy's Spa Party is all about.
Cammy's Spa Party is a book that I created when I was 7 years old because at the time, my mom owned a hair salon, and kids were, like, really, 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 really scared to go to the salon. So with, like, the kids being very scared, like, my mom brought up the idea of why not making a book about it. And at the time, I was just bored, so I said, sure. And then at the age of 6, I was writing. And then at the age of 7, we had the book published.
Wow. And how did that make you feel?
It felt good that I was a young person making books.
Yes. And I've got to ask you, Cammy, how about the kids at your school? How did they feel about you having a book called Cammy's Spa Party? How did they feel about that?
I didn't tell them.
What? Okay. Not at first. Yes, Cammy, you didn't mention it to them at first?
No.
I
didn't mention it because I don't know why, but I just didn't want to.
Okay.
But I did tell them, I told my friend today that I create my friend, her name's Elena, and we go to school together, and she sits next to me in ELA, and I had told her that I created a book.
And how, what was her response?
She said, oh, that's nice, and then we had a shush because we had to go back to class.
I'm loving this. Okay, listen, if you guys have just joined us out there, you're listening to an all-new edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show, and I have a very, very special guest that who was recently with us, and I'm so happy to have her back on the show. We're talking about Cammy Love. Now, she is the author of this incredible book. Now, let me just say, she's 11 years old and is already a published author. The book is called Cammy's Spa Party. So, Cammy, I know you led in a little bit with what it's about. Kind of remind everybody again a little bit what Cammy's Spa Party is all about.
Cammy's Spa Party is about telling kids and letting kids know that it's not that bad to be able to get your hair done. Like, getting your hair washed is fine. And you get to get, like, if you have germs in your hair, you get to get the germs out. And you, like, it's just a lot of fun about the book that I loved about it. And then, like, I would introduce it to all my friends, and they would be like, yeah, this is really cool. Like, I used to be scared to go to the hair salon, and it's kind of making it better, and I'm getting more comfortable with having to go get my hair done.
Wow. And when you look at the wonderful pictures, it's so beautiful to see just, from folks that look like my family, you know, it looks amazing. The cover, I love it. Great artwork, really well done. Again, Cammy's Spa Party. Yes, Cammy. So now, are you going to be writing more books?
Yes.
Okay. Do you want to share anything, any idea that you might have already, or you want to wait and tell us a little later?
I'll tell you guys now a little bit of it. A few years ago, I was thinking of writing a book about denim because I was watching Lila Poles, I think it was, on YouTube when she was, like, famous.
Okay.
And when Vine was famous as well, she was, like, a funny laughing video thing on YouTube. And whenever that was famous, I was, like, I want, like, cause she had made a skit of Denim Girl, which was, like, a superhero, and the superhero did everything in denim. So I was thinking of making a book about that. And then since a few years ago, and my logo for, like, my book has always been unicorns because when I made the book, my favorite colors were pink and purple. But since I made that book, my favorite colors have changed a lot from, like, going through clear, white, black, red, blue, green, pink, hot pink, white, different colors. My favorite color has never really changed from red since I made that book.
Wow.
So probably going to change up the ideas of making a unicorn book and making girl book because, like, I'm a little bit older now.
Well, it sounds like it. Okay. Well, first of all, I have to say thank you for just taking the time to be a guest on our show. And I know you always shout out your mom and dad, your siblings, your brothers, you know, so thank you so much for just doing what you're doing and keep on being a writer and just all that you're doing out there and with all the books and just more about Cammy's Spa Party. I can't wait to see what else is next. All right.
Thanks.
Yes, thank you for being on the Hair Radio Morning Show. And thank you. Okay. Now, hold it. I've got to talk to Takiya Smith. Takiya, good morning again. The mom of Cammy. Yes.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, I'm doing great. First of all, it's great to have you back on the show. That's number one, to have both you and Cammy on the show again, because this is really important. I really don't know too many, like, young folks who are published authors. I don't know too many adults who are. So this is big, big news, big things here. So how does that make you feel that it's received so well?
It makes me feel really good. I'm so proud of her.
Yeah.
She just did her book donation for the backpack drive. And
wow.
So the kids are writing and saying thank you for the book. My niece got the workbook and the reading book, and that was her first time getting it. So she was really excited. She
nice.
Told her mom, need more of these workbooks. So her mom's like, okay, we have to order more. Give me a few days and we'll get some more ordered. So I'm
wow.
excited that the kids are enjoying the work that she puts in.
Absolutely. Well, also, we can kind of tell now, you're a licensed cosmetologist. And that's
yes,
kind of what was, that was the impression that you guys made, like you made on Candy when she was younger and would come to the shop. So, which inspired the book. So really good stuff. And tell us about your career in cosmetology. What inspired you to become a cosmetologist?
Well, I went to cosmetology school in high school, and it was because I wanted to learn how to do my own hair. I had very
wow.
curly hair, and it was difficult to maintain. So when I was about probably 11 or 12, my mom relaxed it, and then I was like, okay, let's figure this out. So trying to get it back to its natural and then just wearing it in a natural state. I had to learn how to do it and maintain it myself. So that's why I went to cosmetology school.
Wow.
And so
wow.
I loved that. I enjoyed my, you know, my high school years in cosmetology and everything. And then when I became a licensed cosmetologist, I decided that I wanted to give back to the youth. So that's when I opened up Royally Pampered Kids Spa, which was the children's hair salon that Cammie talks about in her books. And that was such a fun experience, just being around the children and getting to be their first hair salon visit and, you know, styling their hair, asking mm-hmm. questions about their own.
Well, it can be a little traumatizing at first for some.
Yes.
You know, it's a big deal. I remember going to the barbershop for my first cut, and I remember my brother teasing me, one of my older brothers. So I know it can stay with you for a long time. So this wonderful book by Cammie makes it a little bit easier. So it really, really Cammie's Spa Party. Okay. Well, so what is this like having an author in the family?
It's awesome to have her in the family. I'm also an author. It kind of works hand in hand.
Hold on. Get out of here. Well, I don't think we talked about that. Well, you've got to tell us a little bit about your book.
My book is called Pendulum of a Mother's Love, and it's about the relationship between mothers and daughters. And we talked, me and my mom are best friends, and whenever we would go out places, because we worked together for like 15 years, but whenever we would go out to places, people were like, oh, I wish me and my mom were that close, or, you know, I wish I could do this with my mom. So I gathered a new author to write about their relationship with their mother and how it, you know, how it started, how it ended. Some of the mothers were no longer here with us.
Right.
They discussed their experiences and how they would, things that they would want to do with their mother if they still had the opportunity. And that book is inspiring those that still have their mother here with them that may not get along with them to be able to sit down and have at least a decent conversation and kind of mend the fences, because we need so much more positive relationships between mothers and daughters out here today.
Wow. Well, I'm loving it. I really am. And I have to tell you, we're going to have to talk more about your wonderful book as well right here on the show and give some tips on kind of mending those friendships and actually in the case of the book, the relationships. I've got to say, because this is something that I've wanted to cover on the show as well, because I think that this is a great germ of an idea. It really is. And it's so needed. Oh, boy, is it needed. So, now, so they can get your book where? Where can we get copies of this in your book?
On online on my website, it's authortakia.mystrikingly.com. So that's https authortakia.mystrikingly.com.
Okay. And we're going to have to get things set up for you right here at the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Absolutely.
As well. Yeah. Okay. I'm so excited, Takiya. I really am. So now what do you hope is next for both of you and for Cammy as well?
What do you think? I'm trying to, well, what's next for me, I believe, is doing more of the hair field. There may be some things unwrapped soon, so I'm hoping to get those things out in the air soon. And then
awesome.
For Cammy to finish her next book project, I wanted her, or I'm trying to convince her to do something with military dependents, so we'll see how it goes.
Wow. Well, I can't wait for all of this. I really can't. And this, I feel, is just the beginning. So you're getting used to finding your way around the corridors at radio.
Yeah.
Any early thoughts you want to share with everybody today? We'll put you on the spot.
Of the mission and the goal of Hair Radio, it's not like when I was coming up in the cosmetology world, there weren't a lot of avenues out there that I knew of. So this is really good.
Awesome.
I'm excited to see how it goes and continues to grow.
Absolutely. Well, listen, and just you bringing what you have to the table is going to just help us as well to accomplish everything. So I'm really, really excited. And you guys are going to be hearing a whole lot more from Takiya right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show real soon as well. So, yes, as well as Cammy. So we've got you. Now, I always like to make sure that we represent everybody in the whole family. So tell us, because you've got a whole family there to support Cammy as well. So tell us a little bit more about everybody else.
Yes, yeah, so I have a husband. He's an Army veteran. We've been married for...
Shout out, yes, to the Army vet. Okay.
Yes, yes. We've been married for 10 years. We have a 18-year-old son off in college. We have a 14-year-old son who's dabbling in writing a little bit. We'll see what comes of that.
Oh, okay.
And
writing, like, books as well, or means like lyrics and songs and things like that, or poetry?
So he wrote a book, and he did a workbook this summer through his the writing camp. And he's like, Mommy, I don't know. You know, he's 14, so he's a teenager now. And so
he's
so comfortable with release.
Right. Well, I love all of this. That is so nice. Well, this is why, you know, to me, it's a whole family of creatives. You know, I've heard what everybody's got. Yeah, that's awesome. So good stuff. Okay, well, you got it together, Takiya.
Thank you.
Yeah, you got it together. And I love hearing this. I really do. So we are just, you know, just a big old welcome. And I want to take a moment. You're going to be working closely with us at the Hair Radio Morning Show. They're going to be hearing a lot more. You've got, Cammy's got a whole commercial coming soon on the show. You will be with us and helping us out to just, you know, move everything forward, and one of our therapy experts in all that we're doing. So just welcome. We give you a big old Hair Radio Morning Show welcome. And that's
so
on
much.
Behalf of myself, Nicole Marie, and Michael Hopkins, and Blue, and the entire crew. So a big old welcome.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
You've got it.
For more to come.
Okay. Yeah, we feel the same way. All right. Thank you so much. Okay, folks, we'll be right back. Takiya, thank you, and thank Cammy. Thank you, guys, so very much.
You're welcome.
Oh, you got it. All right, folks, keep it right here. There's a whole lot more of the Hair Radio Morning Show to go. Stay with us. All right, we're back live. It is Wednesday morning, October 5th of 2022. It's our show number 767.
As we march towards show number 1,000, we're in our spotlight hour. I'm Carrie Hines out of Brooklyn, New York. It's great to have everybody with us. Again, shouting out to everybody. Let me just remind everybody, we have amazing listeners and fans all over the world. You guys know we have up in Canada, Hair Radio Canada, with the incredible Samantha and her own association in the hair and beauty industry. We're going to try to get her back on at some point very soon. And just so much. Out in Africa, we always have to shout out our friends in Ghana. That's over in West Africa, Nigeria, as well as South Africa, up in Egypt, and down in Kenya. So we are looking to, you know, connect with everybody as we have and just help everybody's day get started. So Nicole Marie out of Water Valley, Michael Hopkins out of Pennsylvania. That's Virginia and Mississippi, or Mississippi, Virginia. What do you guys say? First of all, did you guys enjoy the interview with Tammy and her mom, Takia?
Sure do.
Oh, yeah.
I sure did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely listening. Always. All of you,
right. I am always so impressed with that young lady.
So inspired. So inspired.
Right. She is very inspiring. She is just
entrepreneur.
You know, I can see her going on tours and everything like that, inspiring young people to entrepreneurship, and I can just see that in her.
Yeah. And Nicole Marie, what about you?
I definitely feel like she is an inspiration for other young people. I mean, she is just out there just working so hard, just, you know, making things happen for herself with her book, and she's doing things in the community. Just such an inspiration for other young people.
I love that. So that's your girl power moment. How's that? Now, remember on Wednesday mornings, we always try to pull a feature like this in our Spotlight Hour with someone in the hair biz that that maybe you haven't had a chance to meet, or maybe you have, and we need to make the reintroduction. Well, speaking of the hair business today on this Wednesday morning, again, we're live. It's October 5th of 2022, show 767. Today it's about 8:29 New York time. About coming up on 7:30 if you're in the Central Time Zone. Nicole Marie, Michael Hopkins, I mentioned it a little while ago with regards to Kara P.
Yes, Kara P.
Yes, and I'm excited to talk a little bit more about it. For those of you who have not heard it, here's our Carapy commercial. I'm going to keep your mics on. Take a listen, folks.
Hi, I'm Carrie Hines, and I've been in the hair and beauty industry for 25 years. It's my pleasure and honor to introduce you to Carapy Shampoo and Carapy Conditioner, two unique all-natural hair products from Carrie Hines Hair Care, especially formulated to remedy any type of hair issue. And the biggest benefit of all is that Carapy Shampoo and Carapy Conditioner grows hair. Carrie Hines Hair Care is the very first African-American-based company to infuse hair care products with caffeine. Why caffeine?
Why?
Well, many of you are aware that stimulating the scalp is truly what causes the hair follicles to awaken. We were most interested in developing a proprietary formula that works on all hair types, whether you have a relaxer or are a naturalista, and not wash away or strip the hair following a color treatment. We're thrilled at the amazing following of Carapy, and we thank you. Please register at Carapy.com and join our Carapy community at HairRadio.com. Again, I'm Carrie.
All right. So, guys, thank you so much for that. Oh, thank you. I need applause. I should have had some applause there to work on in. So what do you say when you hear this, Nicole Marie? What comes to mind?
Just excitement. I'm so excited about Carapy, so excited about being a new distributor with Royalty Distribution. I think it's just wonderful to be able to just address the issues of hair loss and be able to help people. I believe Carapy is going to just support just hair professionals.
It's going to change the lives of people who, you know, suffer from hair loss. And I believe that they're going to have just a great experience with this all-natural, you know, these all-natural hair care products.
Exactly. And I couldn't have said it any better than that. Michael Hopkins, I, along with Royalty Distribution and others, we are so very proud to welcome you, to welcome VTR Distributors as one of our newest.
Congratulations.
Wonderful distributors.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Congratulations. So, Michael, what are you looking to accomplish with Carapy?
Well, one of the things, Carrie and Nicole Marie, that I'm looking at accomplishing, I want to reach out like I always do, and it is my passion. I am passionate to reach out to veterans because a lot of us as veterans, we actually suffer from a lot of these things. You know, hair loss, a lot of the stress, the things that we're under, and this is what happens to a lot of us. And, you know, it also can be kind of a mental thing, too. But the way what I see with this product is reaching out to a lot of my veteran brothers and sisters and giving them hope, giving them something that they can work with, that can help them. And I'm all about helping veterans, and I appreciate this opportunity to just spread some more cheer out there to veterans. That's what I'm looking forward to.
Great.
Well, listen, you guys are doing just that. And for me, it is exciting as well. I like the words I think you both used. For Carapy, folks always ask me, and I've never really talked about it, but I remember back, and we're talking in like the 90s, if you will. I remember there was a barber that you've heard on the show. His name was Leo, and he used to work in Manhattan and New York City. And so I used to go to a shop all the time to get a line and get, you know, a little haircut. Back then, fades were all the rage, okay? So you guys know what I'm talking about. And so anyway, I remember one day sitting in his chair, in Leo's chair. And Leo is, you know, at that time, he was just, I don't know whatever happened to Leo. We're going to have to look him up. But Leo was an incredible barber and an esthetician. And an esthetician is someone who specializes in skincare, in case you, you know, wasn't at the top of mind. And so he was a hairstylist and an esthetician. And so I loved Leo. Leo used to just do such a great job. But what cracks me up and what was really kind of shaky, you know, I can laugh at it now. But at that time, when I sat in Leo's chair one day and he said, Carrie, your hair is starting, it's starting to lose your hair or it's thinning out. He didn't say my whole head. He pointed to, like I see folks with all the I forget what they call it. I think it's, I forget. I'll get the name. But it was like starting to, and I said, really? I didn't believe him at first because I couldn't see it. Not so much.
Right.
And then he showed me even closer, look here and look there. I said, ooh. So I was devastated. I'm a young man. In my 20s. Okay, maybe I shouldn't go too much on that with the age thing. So I'm a young man, and I'm listening, you know, to Leo talk about it. And so I came home, and I was worried if I had any, if my hair, you know, the rest of my hair was, it was okay, it probably would have fallen out at that point because I started worrying right away. When someone tells you your hair is thinning, what's the first thing you're going to do is worry.
So whatever, that panic mode. Hair,
you go into panic mode. So whatever hair you have, you're going to then start to talk about, you're going to worry about the rest of your hair or whatever you're talking about. And that's what I'm raising my hand to. I was no different. And listen to this. The Hair Radio show had already started at that time. So I was already comfortable and had a whole lot of hair friends and hair business folks. So I said, what can I do? I started researching. I'm like, what can I do? I'm going crazy. And again, you know, you pretty much would need a magnifying glass to see any thinning hair at that point. But Leo was right. And so I started connecting with other specialists in this arena. And I started learning what you needed to do to stop thinning hair. Did you guys hear that? Stop.
Wow,
your hair.
Stopping. Wow. Now that, oh, yeah.
I learned that early on. And so coupled with our amazing experts and guests, and I'm very close to, and who are legendary in the hair arena, you guys have to know I know the very best folks.
Oh,
I can
yeah.
just pick up a call right away. So I started work on myself, and doing the radio show, doing the Hair Radio morning show and the Hair Radio broadcast period and the network and all of that, I said, okay, I want to help others. As you said, Nicole Marie, who are suffering from hair loss. Mm-hmm. And I know what it feels like. I know what it feels like when someone tells you something like that. And I said,
imagine.
This is going to be the beginning. Michael, I said, this is going to be the beginning to the end of that journey for me. I'm going to address it. And when I started addressing it, and you guys have seen my pictures, my hair has grown back in beautifully, created something called Carapy.
Wonderful.
And
wonderful. Excellent.
Thank you. When it came to the name, I knew it was important, and I wanted it to reflect my experience. I wanted to, in my namesake, of course, so we have K-E-R-R with that, and then the word therapy, hair therapy, kept jumping out at me. And so I thought the most appropriate name for this product had to be Carapy. And I didn't stop there. I took all of the knowledge about scalp stimulation, and also did research on what I could add. What really grows the textures of the melanin folks? Mm-hmm. And in creating Carapy is great for all hair textures. Doesn't matter what background you have or where you hail from, it works on all textures. But I think it works incredibly well, beyond well, on the curly textures. And our conditioner, which is about regeneration, our conditioner is very special. Now, again, this is not bargain basement pricing or bargain basement products. It's not the old five and dime type shampoo and conditioner that sells for 99 cents. We have a hair loss system that was created in a proprietary fashion. This will stop your hair issues. This will grow your hair through scalp stimulation. So
awesome.
That's the beginning, and that's what really that's what got me on my journey, because I'm not just somebody who talks about hair loss every day. I lived it, and
lived
to be
it,
able
yeah.
to put out this product called Carapy, and to create my own Carrie Hines hair care company. It actually has a website, CarrieHinesHairCare.com, takes you to the Carapy site. So all of that is out there, and we're about helping others. who are facing this.
It's all about
same prejudices.
Helping someone
yes.
else.
And so I love all of this. And you guys who are looking to be distributors of Carapy, you may go to Carapy.com, K-E-R-R-A-P-Y.com. And it's a great way. I always say we're not just growing hair, we're growing our community.
Oh, that has a beautiful ring to it.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you, guys.
Making a difference in the community, yes.
Making a difference in the community and how you look in the community, really. Hey, I want to take a quick commercial break for about 60 seconds or so. I want to come back and just touch on some of the news excitement. There are about two big stories that has that is all abuzz on my TV this morning, and I want to weigh in. And you don't want to miss what I've got to say about either of these stories. So stay with us. We'll be right back. Let's get on. Let's get some energy going here. This is Beyonce's recent song called Break My Soul, and we'll be right back after that, and we'll keep it moving this morning, and then we'll weigh on in. Stay with us.
Everybody, everybody. Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Keri Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Thank you, Angela, and joining me back on the line, of course, out of Water Valley, Mississippi, Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins from Spotsylvania, Virginia. I'm Keri Hines out of Brooklyn, New York. Okay, guys, it's Wednesday again, October 5th of 2022. We're winding down today's broadcast. You guys just
Yes, we are.
I tell you, we're talking about some of the wonderful things on of entrepreneurship and therapy and all of that. And I mentioned that we were going to get into a couple of quick news items. I do want to say this. I'm not well, first of all, let me lead in with this. I don't know if you guys are big country music fans, but I'm raising my hand. I've actually been to Nashville, Tennessee,
I like country,
where,
yeah,
I love the country and all of that. Again, I started my children's radio cassette business out in Nashville, Tennessee. That's where I flew to record. I recorded and produced my children's stuff down there. So I've always been close to country music. They have a whole section of town called Country Music Row. And I was devastated to hear the news on the loss of country music icon Loretta Lynn. So if you don't know who Loretta Lynn is, you need to look her up. Loretta Lynn, who long before there was a Me Too movement, long before, she was out there singing songs of abuse, singing songs about her wayward husband, and they made a big movie way back in the day called Coal Miner's Daughter that starred Sissy Spacek. From the Carrie thing, you guys remember Carrie and all that. Well, Sissy Spacek did an amazing job. She won an Academy Award for playing Loretta Lynn for her portrayal. I have always loved Loretta Lynn. When I found out that she was related to the very beautiful Crystal Gayle, who has this long, serious hair. I don't know if you guys remember Crystal Gayle, but she sang about the Don't It Make My Blind Eyes Blue song and all that.
Yes,
so,
I remember.
So Loretta Lynn was like 90 years old. And she, what I loved about her, she said something that really resonated with me. She said that she loved women. She loved women entertainers. Other, like a lot of times you'll find, and it might sound a bit sexist, but you know, the entertainment world, the ladies, the women singers have always said that they don't have a lot of other women singing celebrity friends type thing going on. You know, it's very competitive. But Loretta Lynn said that she loves all other, you know, singing women, you know, famous women.
Right.
And she said that the one she loved the most, you'll never guess who that is, fellow superstar. Here you come again, queen, with the big wigs.
Dolly Parton?
Yeah, I'm glad you guessed it at the exact moment.
Yeah, she was a good friend, her.
Yes, Dolly Parton. She loved Dolly Parton because I guess they were from like those, the Appalachian Mountains or whatever, and I mean really backwoods type stuff. So she loved Dolly Parton. Dolly, to me, Dolly Parton is the penultimate. Like, she is the ultimate.
Quintessential.
And she has it down to a science. And
she's
we love her.
Her own power.
You know,
Keri
and
Dolly Parton
and Nicole Marie, I actually was going to go to Dollywood. I actually have seen Dollywood.
Yeah.
I went through Tennessee.
Dollywood is the entertainment thing
that
Dolly Parton set up for her fans, which is amazing. Yeah.
A wonderful
place. Let me just say, Michael, you know, on this, that we will miss Loretta Lynn. So I just want to get that out. We're going to miss
Loretta Lynn. Oh, yes. Yes, most definitely. That's most definitely. I remember her from the...
She was so open and honest with her life, you know, to just share with people and, you know, be a light to people. So that's what I love about her.
Yeah, beautiful stuff.
Me too.
And I just
her
think that...
Yeah. What were you going to say, Michael?
What I was going to say is I just think, you know, one thing, people are people. It doesn't matter who they are. People are people. And we all go through something. It just so happens what she went through, it became something that a voice for other people. You know, just like you said, Carrie, that the movie Coal Miner's Daughter. I remember that movie back then with Sissy Spacek. I remember all of that. But who knows how many people watched that movie and they got influenced.
Well, for us to be talking about it decades later and its impact tells you the genius of Miss Loretta Lynn.
Right.
So she will be
exactly.
Okay. I do want to turn to some great news. Especially if you're in the New York area for me, but you know, or a baseball fan. I'm not the biggest baseball fan, but I do want to tip my hat to the incredible achievement of the Yankees guy. His name is Aaron Judge. And this young man broke the record with the 62nd home run in of the most these home runs in one season. So I'm real happy about it. He had tied the record.
Yes,
and
congratulations.
Then each day, we were looking towards him breaking it before the end of the season because this was his last shot at breaking that. And I pretty much had given up hope on it.
Yeah, that's
I really
incredible.
Got up this morning and heard that he broke the record, I was so proud. So we're so happy. If you don't know who Aaron Judge is, do Google him. If you don't know who Loretta Lynn is, Google her. And if you enjoy the Hair Radio Morning Show, send us a message. Let us know. Contact our office if you want to advertise or be a guest. Our toll-free number that you should keep track of, 3-402-8882. Again, it's 833-402-8882. And that number, we have the lines open up at 9 o'clock New York time, 8 o'clock Central time. And we're here in the office. We're always, we have a complete customer service team ready to assist you, and we're just here to support. I love today's show. Today's show was amazing. So, guys, did you guys enjoy it, Nicole Marie?
Oh,
Michael
yeah.
Hopkins?
We knocked it out the ballpark to kind of – yeah, we did.
Well, we had so much to share that tomorrow, Michael, we're going to take some time to talk about yesterday's Vet Talk radio show. So we didn't get a chance to do that on today's broadcast, but we will do that tomorrow. Thursday's show, we are bringing back, you guys know him in the Spotlight Hour. You do not want to miss Dr. Paul Dyer's return each week to the radio show.
Oh,
so he'll be on Thursday and Friday mornings from 8 to 9 with us, mixing it up with Michael, Nicole Marie, and, of course, myself. So I can't wait. And I think we're getting into a tough – it's a good topic tomorrow. And then on Friday's show, my brother, Dr. Leroy Hines, you don't want to miss my brother's big return. That'll be Friday in the 8 o'clock hour with Dr. Paul Dyer, Nicole Marie, Michael Hopkins, and me, Carrie Hines. So tomorrow we're also going to talk about Upscale Magazine. Boy, there's so much to get into. Wow.
Yeah, so much going on.
I'm like, my goodness.
True.
All right. Okay, normally we put on our outro, but for some reason I'm feeling like music.
I'm right. feeling amazing today.
What could it be?
You know what? I think I want to put on this. It has nothing to do with what we've been talking about on the show so much, but it's Dua Lipa. And it's a song called Levitating that she did. Now, Dua Lipa is this new artist out there, and she remade this. I didn't even know it was a remake song. A lot of times you hear songs, you don't even realize that somebody else remade it. You know, I was listening to an old song by this group called New Edition, and
one
of their songs that I love so much was a remake. Well, here, I don't have that song, but I do have Dua Lipa. We'll get this on. We'll be back tomorrow live starting 6 a.m. Eastern, 5 o'clock Central, for the next installment of the Hair Radio Morning Show. Again, I'm Carrie Hines with Nicole Marie Michael Hopkins. Now, don't forget to visit UpscaleMagazineRadio.com where our show continues. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Here's Dua.
You.